We're learning Shmiras Halosh and Shah Tevuna Perikir Aleph, and we are by the Haggah. So in many editions it's a smaller print in Perikir Aleph, and the Chavetz Chaim is pounding away at the topic that a person should not think that it's ever possible for one person to take away the parnasa of another person. As difficult as b'shas maisa, at the time of the situation when it occurs, to implement these words, what we have to do is when we learn the topic, we have to be zoichu, daven to Hashem, to be able to take this learning and put into application. And the more we learn this topic again and again, it's just like by taking medicine. If you take medicine one day, so it starts getting into the system, then second day, and then the third day, then eventually the person thinks, you know what, I'm feeling better. So they stop taking the medicine. That's what happens also. We start learning sometimes the topic of kas, not to get angry, or the topic of lashon hara. Then we figure, you know what? Time to move on to a different topic. And it's true, it is time to move on to a different topic. But don't forget about the topic we're learning about. Always stay on the specialist topic of Shmir Saloshim and the Bitochen and Hashem. Bitochen and Hashem is the topic which needs to be discussed all the time. And he says as follows. A person who takes away that which is due to his friend is only a shoita and a rasha. He's a fool and an evil person. The hashbasoi loy tisrabe b'mash and nigzer loy b'reish hashana. Aver sha'oshak l'chaveir t'mura zeh sh'noitel hashba sh'bolo oy sh'asid lov oy liyad chaveiroi. The Chavetz Chaim is saying as follows. Reuven cheats Shimon. He cheats him. Whether Shimon realizes it, whether Shimon does not realize it, he comes out with a few extra $100, a few extra $1,000, whatever it might be. So Reuven thinks, oh, okay, I did good, I didn't get caught. A few more $1,000 in my back pocket. Let me go spend it before someone comes after me, whatever it might be. He has the money, invested, whatever he does with it, that's not the point. Hashem says, Reuven, let me send you an email. He gets an email. Doesn't say, you know, the address, G, O, and then D, you know, like the, you know, the username. It comes from, could be anywhere. It could be come from his city where he lives in that says, it seems like we've made a mistake with the taxes that you paid. And you owe us $2,000. I think, wow, that's what a coincidence. That's the money I just made. Easy come, easy go. Well, better work harder next time, make more money, and steal from Shimon even more money, so I'll have more from my back pocket. Sometimes he doesn't get the message, Reuven. But that's what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us. Whether it's the carburetor breaking, or you need new brakes, wheel alignment, a tune-up. I just had new brakes on that. All four new tires. I just had that also. It's expensive. Whatever it might be. I didn't take it from Shimon, by the way. Okay. The Chavetz Chaim is telling us, if there's a gzeira, it was decreed on Rosh Hashanah, what Reuven will get and what Shimon will get, Reuven will not get any more, and Shimon will not lose anything. Because even though it looks like he's losing in one place, he gets it back a different place. And even though Reuven thinks he's taking, he's making more, but he's losing it somewhere else. That's why the Chavetz Chaim says he's a shaita and a rasha. He's a fool and he's an evil person. V'soiv davar yesh mamayin ha'ovel yichale gam es yesa pleita v'hashpoa k'sheirei sheyesh loy mikvar. What's going to happen is eventually that evil money will ruin all that good he had as well. K'mamorim, as the Gemara says in Sukkot daf chav tesam beis, because of four reasons, the nechosim, the financial status of the balabatim, go down. If one of these four, you take a look in the Mara in the Sukkah, I believe it's at the end of the parak over there, in Daf Chav Tes. What's one of the reasons that these people, their money, their wealth is confiscated? So Gemara says, Mishum sheporkin ol mi'al atzman v'noisin al chavarehen. They take away the obligations that they have. And they oppress others. They oppress other people. They take away from other people what people had, and they take their items, they take their finances, they take their money. So Hashem says, you're taking someone else's money? I'll take away your money. And it's not your money, because you took someone else's money. So then Hashem says, I don't just take the money, the $2,000, I take the $200,000. I take it all. I take it all, says Hashem. In the if you take that which does not belong to you, that which does belong to you will be taken away from you. In the talto as if a person takes that which does not belong to him, as that which does belong to you, Hashem says, mida kineg mida, I will take it away as well. So it's not just, you know, it's like when you don't pay the meter. So how much is the meter? Let's say it was a 10 cents. So you come back and you see a $45 ticket. You think, wait a minute, let's meet the Knegamida, 10 cents. I should be a 10 cent fine. That's not called a fine. A fine means you didn't pay 10 cents, so it's a $50 ticket. $85, if you go to New York, it's only a $50 ticket. Be careful when you go there next week. He tells us that, brings the famous Gemara in Baba Kama, kol agoizas chaveir shav pruta, whoever steals from his friend the shav pruta, kilo noitelas nafshe, it's as if he's taking his nefesh. And it's not just his machlif, he changes the hashpos, ksheiro, basuro, the positive good for the bad. Which of course you have to take, pay the din the cheshbin on this. Kol agoyzil ech eschaveiro shavapruta kilo noitos navshoi, v'gam hu matriya chesakadosh baruch hu lohoshiv gzeilu bailov. Exactly what this means is not for now, but the words of the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that he burdens hakadosh baruch hu. Hashem says, you know, you stole from Shimon. Now, like we said in the Moshul, Hashem says, I'm the father. I can't allow that to happen. I see everything, Hashem says. Therefore, what am I going to do? I'm going to take it back away from you and give it back to Shimon. Hashem says to the Rishoyim, La'idayin shatem goizlin, it's not enough that you steal. Ela shatem matrichin oisi, you burden me. La'hoshiv akzil l'baylof, that now I have to go and return the stolen items to the rightful owner. Now we bring the very famous parasha discussion with Yaakov Avinu and the sheep with Lavan. And I'll be mocked him by saying, a little introduction to this little parsha that we'll see here, the little part that it brings down, that a person who learns the superficial way, just reading the words of the Torah, he'll say, ah, now I know why his name is Yaakov. He stole, he steals. Yaakovein yezeh pamayim, as Esau said, he stole from me. He steals from Lavan. A person doesn't learn the Torah with the Mefarshim. It can't understand it. It looks like the Tzaddik is the Rasha and the Rasha is the Tzaddik. I always say, Lavan's name, if you translate it, it means white. Lavan is white. And at first glance, if you just read the Psukim, it's a little difficult to find out who's the villain here. I thought Yaakov's a Tzaddik. But Lavan looks like he's being attacked. And then Yaakov runs away. Doesn't say goodbye. The Torah HaKadoshah, you have to learn it and see everything inside and out. And if you take the word Lavan, and you take the letters and you rearrange them, you have Naval. Naval is an abomination, something disgusting. This is who Lavan is. He comes to you, and the Torah says how he was kissing and hugging Yaakov. What did Chazal tell us? We know that the Torah is the Torah Shebech Sav and Torah Shebech Peh, it's all one. But a person who just takes the Torah Shebech Sav and leaves the Torah Shebech Peh away, it looks like Lavan's such a nice person. Why was he hugging and kissing Yaakov? Well, he figured, if the servant of Avraham Avinu came with all his wealth and gold, so the grandson and the son of Yitzchak, he must be loaded. So he gives him a hug. You know, Isaac gives him a hug. He frisks him. It's like my children. One of my children came over to me, I told you, on Pesach. He says to me, Ava, let me give you a hug. They never say. They may want me to pick him up. Of course I knew what they wanted. They wanted to feel. Where's Daffy Komen? Where is it? Where's it hiding? I said, sure, give me a hug. Eventually came to the point, Ava, please, give me a hint. Another hint. That's what I ended up with. That's what's taking place over here. The Torah is written in a way that we have to learn it with the Mefarshim. We have to learn with Chazal. Because it was written only to be understood, the Torah Shebech Sav with the Torah Shebaal Peh. With that, let's see what happened over here in the Parsha. It says in Bereishis, Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Yud Aleph in Yud Beis, Vayomer Elai Malach Elokim Achalei Yaakov. Yaakovinu is told, an angel comes and appears before him in a dream. Lift up your eyes and look at all the different goats. The ring goats, speckled goats, the checkered goats. Says Rashi, you have the Malachim picking up the goats. Malachim have nothing better to do, picking up goats. Picking up these goats, a speck of colored goat. What's going on here? But the kids are painting the goats. What's going on here? Picking up these goats, putting my Yaakov's side, taking from Lavan's side. Pirush. Maybe you'll ask, how can I do this? How can I take from Lavan's sheep and put them into your sheep, into your flock? It belongs to Lavan. That's why the Malach concludes. Because I've seen everything Lavan did to you. He stole from you. He's not the lover, he's the novel. He's the thief. He doesn't deserve it. So I'm going to take it away from him. As simple as that. And I'm giving it back to you because it's rightfully yours. This is what the Chofetz Chaim is teaching us. That a person should not think, I'm losing something because this person is taking it away from me. Now it's very easy for us to say these words and to sit here during the shir. Give me a bracha that we should be mispal to Hashem, that when the nisayin comes up, we should be zeichet to pass this nisayin. To remind ourselves that if it's nigzer mishoshana and it's decreed by Rosh Hashanah time, I will get what I will get, what I deserve. And no matter what happens, no one can take away from me. So therefore, to steal something? Everything goes back to bitachon in Hashem. Bochabakuk, behemidin alachas, says the Gemara, soif makos, tzadik be'emunosoi yichya. A tzadik will live be'emuna. Let's finish the perek. Avalim lo yasekein. He's now going back to the story with the father and the children, with the fighting about the food, which applies to every single situation in life. And the person will fight with his friend because of this. Even if the truth is with him, this will not be a nachas ruach in front of Hashem. Like a father, like the father who has the children fighting by the table. Because as we gave the example of the donuts that he gave out, he's saying, what are we fighting about? What are we so upset about? That this person took what's due to me? Apparently not. So wait a minute, apparently not. It's mine, it's rightfully mine. You know what? If it's rightfully yours, Hashem will give it to you. And it's very difficult at that time to swallow that. This is what it means to have the bitachon in Hashem. To have the bitachon in Hashem, that Hashem takes care of us, and even though we don't see it at the present moment. And just like by Yaakov Avinu, when he was cheated by Lavan, Hashem took the sheep back and gave it back to Yaakov. So too, whatever we deserve, Hashem will give back to us. Sometimes it'll be immediately. Sometimes it'll be a little longer. Sometimes it'll be many, many years later. It might even be to the next generation. When a person accustoms himself like this with the midas habitachon, when a person implements, lives through this bitachon, he will merit Yiske Lirois, he will see Bechazdoi, Vitoivosoi, Vitovosoi, the Chesed, the kindness, and the good of Hashem. And all of Hashem's ways, the Kumay Shomru, Hakosov, Tamuru, Kitoiv Hashem. Come and see, taste and see. Kitoiv Hashem, because Hashem is good. Ashra Gevi Echzaboi. Fortune is the man who trusts in Hashem. Relies in Hashem for all of his needs. Amash Omer, what this that the pasuk says, David Melech writes, "Tamu uru, taste it and see." Lohiris lanu, what do you mean taste and see? What does that mean to taste and see? To come to teach us, k'may misha toyim davar befiv, one who tastes something with his mouth, who makir as davar hanitom echu, one who tastes it, he recognizes and is able to taste how good it is. K'mishi yeshloi be'emes midas habitachon, so too one who has this midah habitachon, who makir as gadol tuvoi shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he's able to recognize the greatness, the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you.